Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at the composite numbers. In Kansas City, December wheat not trading on the big board electronically. The March, however, 905 and a half, down 2 1/4. The May is 915 and 3/4, down 1 3/4. December wheat in Chicago, 838 and a half, down 3 3/4. March, 855 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. May, 864 and 3/4, down 3 3/4. December corn, 747, down 6 1/4. July, 746 and a half, down 6 1/4. December of 13, 641 and 3/4, down 3 3/4. January soybeans are 1481 and a half, now 81 even, now 1/4 up 2. July, 1440 and a half, up 1. November 13, 1325 and 1/4, down 6 3/4. December soybean meal, 455.40, up 2.20. December soybean oil, 50.35, down 31. December live cattle, 125.97 and a half, down 17 and a half. January feeder cattle, 147.22 and a half, up 82 and a half. December lean hogs, 84.22 and a half, now 20, and they are down 80. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if the prospective bull was listening, as you and I were talking a week ago, and made their bet on the marketplace immediately after getting off the air with listening to the broadcast, they today would have been 45 cents to the good if they sold at the top of the market today. And so it's been quite a little bit of an impressive run-up. We're in the soybeans lead month option. We're beginning to look at the 50-day moving average, although today's trade, after making highs, has backed off quite a bit.
Well, beans is more in a consolidation phase. You know, we did have a strong advance, and now we're only like up a couple pennies. But we did make a new high for the move in the overnight trade. So, you know, it is kind of important from a bullish point of view that we maintain a higher close today, or otherwise traders would view that as kind of a hook reversal down if we posted a lower finish. And when you look at some of the technical momentum indicators, there's no doubt that the market is ripe here for either a setback or a period of consolidation, maybe 3 or 4 days of a sideways trading range of 15 cents or something like that. That would not be uncommon given where some of these technical momentum indicators are. And then if the market decides to try to want to run up late next week, we can maybe give that a try. I kind of think, though, the market, all markets could have some kind of setback as we go into the Christmas 3-day weekend or 4-day weekend for a lot of people, so you have to be a little careful there. I think, you know, fiscal cliff talks, I think that's keeping people out of the market because we all know it's going to go to the final day. It'll probably be New Year's Eve. But in the meantime, we'll probably go into one of these periods where it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. And I think everybody's going to be just soon not have any kind of position in the marketplace when that all happens. But beans, technically, I really like them. I think yesterday's move above that 23% retracement level, that's been kind of the barrier for this little recovery out of this mid-November low, has, I think, opened up the gates now for a push maybe up to the 38% retracement which is going to be in the 1530s or so for the January futures.
You've often said that this is the time of year when the smart trader just puts their hands in their pockets because of so many unknowns and because of the volatility, and you don't know who's in Chicago trading, and it's just better to come back in January.
Well, that's the way I've always felt, that December has been a difficult month to trade. But with that said, the markets are kind of doing what they should be doing. A lot of times they'll have a period of strength to the upside during the first 10 days or so of December, and that kind of seems like that's maybe intact. And then we kind of go dead then in a choppy type sideways type situation through the holiday period. But I don't think anybody's too worried about supply. The South American crop is coming on pretty good. Brazil did come out with their estimate of somewhere around 82, 83 million ton soybean crop. We do have some problems in Argentina, but that, if anything, that's going to result in larger soybean acres maybe, and some smaller corn acres. But demand is still very strong here on beans. Overall, export sales are up 30% for soybeans. But when you look at corn, the corn export traders are just—they're really basically twiddling their thumbs. We only sold 52,000 tons of corn last week, and when you take a look at the year-to-date total, we're down about 46%
from a year ago. Right.
So corn demand is pretty weak. Now, soft red winter wheat prices have finally become generally competitive. So I do see some opportunities that we could begin to maybe sell some soft red winter wheat, but the hard red winter wheat is really not competitive in the world market yet.
So we continue to go sideways fast in this corn market, just like we've done essentially since August. I mean, depending on how you want to draw your sideways channel. Anything that will break us out of this doldrum sideways, one way or the other?
Well, maybe not near term. I think near term there could be volatility in the dollar index that could do that, depending upon whether or not we go over the fiscal cliff. I think if it increasingly looks like we'll go over the fiscal cliff, you'll see the bonds rally, you'll see the dollar rally, because you'll see a flight to quality type move. If it looks like maybe there's some kind of deal in the works that we won't go over the fiscal cliff, then maybe the dollar will weaken sharply. I mean, we basically have a race to the bottom on currencies. The whole world is printing more of their individual currencies, so we're having, you know, currency devaluations all over the world, and I think in that type of atmosphere, it's going to take more of those dollars and yens and euros and whatever it is to buy commodity prices. I think the corn chart still is in position here to take another stab to the upside. We may have to wait for the January crop report. This sideways action that we've had over the past week and a half since we bounced off of those middle November lows still is price constructive toward a push on up and try to give some higher levels. But today's action is a little disappointing. We do need to hold above the 50-day moving average, and we're down against that here today. The day's not over with.
Okay. Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick: December corn, 7.45 3/4, down 7.5. July, 7.46 1/2, down 6 1/4. January soybeans, 14.80, now 79 3/4, up 1/2. March, 14.73 3/4, unchanged. November 13, 13.23, down 9. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.